The stunning Baroque staircase, built by Josef Effner, is located here directly behind the Garden Hall. The magnificent staircase leads from the so-called lower to the upper vestibule. The statue of Hercules by Roman Anton Boos and the ceiling chandeliers were added to the furnishings of the upper vestibule later on. Enter the banqueting hall now and feel free to take your time to walk around or even sit down if the hall is currently seated. This ceremonial hall was furnished with various elements during the Renaissance, all of which were designed to symbolize the standing of the Wittelsbach family as an influential and glorious dynasty. Sadly, one of the three elements in the fixtures of the hall is no longer visible. Huge tapestries depicting the legendary feats of Hercules once hung where portraits of the owners and other dignitaries have now been mounted. The tapestries are now stored in Munich and are no longer on show to the public for conservation reasons. But you still have a good view of two other important design elements if you turn your gaze upwards. Here you can see the frieze of gods in grisaille technique by Hans Tonauer and the magnificent coffered ceiling by the Munich artist Hans Wissreuter, which he created from 1564 to 1567. The frieze of gods, which originally connected the tapestries to the ceiling, shows deities from Greco-Roman mythology, which are intended to represent the Mundus Bavaricus. All of these deities allude to the material or even spiritual wealth of the Wittelsbach estates. If you have the time and inclination, you can also try to guess which treasures the individual deities are meant to represent. Among others, the portrayals depict the gods of hunting, fruit, grain, or even wine. The coffered ceiling underscores the fame of the Wittelsbach family as a true dynasty, with coats of arms from each branch of the family. Right at the center is the coat of arms of Emperor Ludwig IV of Bavaria of the Holy Roman Empire of German Nations. It is emblazoned with the double-headed imperial eagle. By mounting their coats of arms, the owners were highlighting their most prominent forebears and the entitlement of their dynasty to occupy the emperor's throne. This is also emphasized, for example, by the Austrian coat of arms mounted at the entrance. In fact, the main Wittelsbach responsible for construction, Albrecht V, was married to Anna of Habsburg, daughter of the Austrian emperor. The coffered ceiling is an absolute masterpiece within Hans Wissreuter's oeuvre and was used as a model for many other banqueting halls. It weighs around 22 tons and measures almost 35 by 12 meters. Height differences within the ceiling of up to 1.5 meters, as well as the use of different types of wood and shades of varnish, produce a particularly sculptural appearance. Starting in the mid-19th century, the ceiling was removed and placed in storage elsewhere for over 100 years, enabling it to survive the turbulent history of Dachau Palace, which was used at times as a field hospital, grain store, or coal cellar. The ceiling was restored during the 1970s and 80s, and now graces this hall in its original form. The venue is now used for various cultural events, including the Dachau Palace concerts. Now, we would like to invite you on a stroll through the court gardens.